so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in, and a very happy Thursday to you. Well, if you listen often enough, this is still kind of a new thing. I think we're probably in week 5 of this, but every Thursday, second hour, we do something called Talk to Me Thursday, where you are the guest. I throw a question out to you, and you call me. So this only can work if you call me. All right? So here's the question. What are you believing God for? What are you believing God for? What does faith look like for you here in this place? I've got a stack of books. I'm going to kind of pick and choose based on what you say to me. But a good handful of you get a copy of a book from this Faith Radio studio today. The phone lines are open, 877-933-2484. And you can call anonymously. But I want to hear from you. How are you engaging your faith right now? What are you believing God for? 877-933-2484. And I want you to think about this, because a number of those ancient dead guys, I can't remember who this originated from, but I think it might have been Tozer. He said, we can have as much of God as we want. And since that's true, don't you think we need to grapple with how we're going to respond to all he's made available to us? So here's another question for you. Which of God's promises are you currently hanging on to? Like, what are you believing him for? You know, it's easy, and it's even natural to settle into kind of a reactionary life, one that keeps our feet on the ground and our eyes on our toes or on our things that are right in front of us. But Scripture tells us to actually fix our eyes on what we can't see, to live with eternity in mind. In fact, we're charged to remember that it's actually impossible to please God without faith, without engaging our faith. And think about this. What we possess of him here deeply impacts how we live our lives there in eternity. And there'll be a day where we give Jesus an answer for every opportunity, every gift, every promise he's offered to us. So how will we respond today? Will our life's work go up in smoke? Will our battles just have initiated griping and whining and complaining? Or will we have leveraged our battles to engage our faith on a deeper level? Do we call ourselves believers because we've trusted Christ for our salvation only? Or do we actually believe this stuff? Do we believe that Jesus wants to hear from us? And do we believe with our whole hearts that his promises are actually true for us? Do we believe that our ongoing conversations with God actually impact life on earth and our own lives as well? In fact, are we willing to stake our lifestyle on the fact that whether or not we pray actually matters in the whole scheme of things? Andrew Murray once wrote this, "Who could predict what blessings might come through those who would agree to prove God's promises?" Hear it again. Who could predict what blessings might come through those who agree to prove God's promises? So what if we trusted that Jesus said what he said is actually true? And what if we shifted the weight of our worries and our hopes and our dreams and all of our burdens actually like unto him, unto his promises? What if we walk through life with this contagious joy and a lighter burden and a fiercer faith? What do you suppose people would wonder about us? What would they think? And what if our ongoing dialogue with the Almighty actually reflected a heart that fully trusts God's movement and mercy in our lives? Well, I pray it will be said of us that we live like God's promises are true because we know in the depths of our souls that they really, truly are. So it is Talk to Me Thursday. The question is, what do you believe in God for? And I need to hear from you. So would you give me a call? 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. And while I'm waiting to hear from you, and I am waiting to hear from you, do I sound a little desperate? Yeah, I'm waiting to hear from you. I want you to hear a clip from Dr. Tony Evans, where he talks about the importance of pushing through our detours.
We get in our cars with a destination in mind. But along the way, on many occasions, we run into a detour, slowing you down from getting to where you want to go. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ today, God has a plan for your life. Part of experiencing your destiny is understanding your detours. When God told Israel he was going to take them to their destiny in Canaan, they had to cross the Red Sea. But when you read the scripture, he didn't take them directly to the Red Sea. He took them down south, brought them back up before he let them cross the Red Sea. Moses was on a detour for 40 years to the backside of the wilderness. The greatest apostle in the New Testament, Paul, was taken on a 3-year detour to a desert where God took him off of the front page took him into a detour, then brought him back before he let him fulfill his purpose. So let me repeat. God has a destiny for you, a place he wants you to be, but you won't get there in a straight line. The purpose of detours is to develop you for the destiny God has for you while God is developing the destiny for when you arrive.
Don't you love that? He's developing the destiny and he's developing you. He's getting you ready. I always say he makes us wait because he's making us ready. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's Talk to Me Thursday. And I said this a few weeks, and I will admit I bribed, I begged, I twisted your arm for those first few weeks saying, hey, if you don't call, we can't do this anymore because then it's, well, if it's not resonating with you. But I do see a call come in, but it's a little slow right now. I'm determining not to beg or plead or bribe, but I'm tempted to. But the question is, what do you believe in God for? 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. I'm going to stay calm. I'm cool as a cucumber. But anyway, Robin's checking in from Madison. Hey, Robin, how are you today?
I'm great.
Good. What do you believe in God for?
I had a CAT scan done about a week ago, and then I got the results and found out that I have two huge kidney stones. And the miracle to me is I have no pain.
Oh, my.
I don't have any problems with my kidneys. And when I realized it, all I could do is thank the Lord that I'm not suffering.
Amen. So what did you need the CAT scan for? Can you say?
I have bladder issues. I have something called IC, and they were checking my bladder, and they checked my kidneys at the same time. And I have polycystic kidneys, so they periodically watch them. But they were like, oh, by the way, the kidney stones have doubled in size. And when I looked it up, I'm like, wait a minute, that's like 3 to 4 inch kidney stone, and I have no pain. All I could do was thank the Lord.
I'm going to pray for you.
I'm doing okay.
That is amazing, Robin. First of all, I thank you that you have no pain. That is beautiful. Can I pray for a full healing and restoration?
Absolutely.
Well, Lord, I thank you for this delightful ray of sunshine, Robin. I thank you for just the way you made her. And I just get the sense that she brightens everybody's day. And I just thank you, God, that you are the healer. And you call us to err on the side of faith. So we err on the side of faith. And we say, thank you, Father, for your healing. I just claim that promise that by your stripes, Robin is healed. We speak to those kidney stones, as you say, to speak to the mountain. We say, be thou moved into the sea in the name of Jesus. And we pray healing and that every system in Robin's body would support life and health. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. So, Robin, if you're able to stay on the line and give Aaron your address, I want to send you a copy of Daniel Henderson's book, The Deeper Life.
Oh, okay.
Satisfying the
Wonderful.
Eight Vital Longings of Your Soul. It's really great.
Oh, okay. I have to tell you, I listen to your radio station all the time and I love it.
I'm so glad. Well, we are standing with you and believing for a miracle. So thank you for calling.
You know, actually, God put my radio on your station because I never had it on there. And I came out one day and it was on. I'm like, I didn't do that.
Wow.
Nobody drives my car.
That's funny.
Okay.
So he can, you know, if he can move mountains, he can change the dial on your radio, you know.
He can. Absolutely. Yeah. I love
it. Well, thank you for calling. That's wonderful. God bless you. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Dear one wrote in and said, I'm believing God will restore my life and I won't be alone. And that's after the loss of her husband. And I'm believing that for you as well, dear one. Love you so much. 877-933-2484. If you don't understand the question, what are you believing God for? And that's probably a funky way to say it. Beth Moore first wrote that when she did a Bible study, and I like it because it's kind of active tense. But what are you trusting God for? What are you hanging on to a promise and waiting for a breakthrough? Does that make more sense? I'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. We got an anonymous caller checking in. Hey there, how are you?
Oh, hanging in. How are you, Susie?
Good. Glad you called today. What do you believe in God for?
That eventually he'll find the correct diagnosis. I've been struggling like that woman in the Bible with the issue of blood for 12 years where you go to all these doctors and you just get worse. And I've had a brain surgery and a pacemaker, and I'm actually worse than I was before all this got started. So I'm trusting God that he'll lead me to the correct diagnosis and hopefully some good treatment. And I know, Susie, you've gone through a lot of health struggles as well.
Yeah, boy, do I feel for you. I've had just kind of a setback this week myself. Nothing like what it sounds like you've walked through, but it's so, the ditch of discouragement seems like it's inches away at times when you're not feeling well, doesn't it?
That's right, and it's gone on, like I say, since September of 2005.
Oh, honey, can I pray for you right now?
I would really appreciate it, Susie. Thank you so much.
Well, Lord, I thank you for this dear sister, and we do ask to cry out to you for the desire of her heart to get a definitive diagnosis, but we even take it a step further, Lord. We ask you for total and complete healing. Lord, you've put it in my heart, as I've prayed for the last number of years, that many, many, many in the land who've walked with chronic illness would experience a miraculous, divine, direct intervention healing. And I pray you'd sweep this dear sister up in that wave of healing. I'm believing it, Lord God, that many who've been walking in the valley of the shadow with depression, with chronic illnesses, God, that you would just break through, and in an instant, they would know healing. So not only, I pray, would you give her the diagnosis, but just for the sake of testimony, so she knows exactly what she's been delivered from. But I pray you put faith in her heart, and I ask you, God, break in and break through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, thank you so much, Jude. I bless you too, Susie, for this wonderful program you have.
Well, bless you too. And if you're able to hang on and give Aaron your address, I'm going to send you a book off this stack, okay?
I'll tell you the truth, I really can't because I'm wiped out for the day already.
Okay,
but
okay.
Thank you so much. Send it to another person.
Okay, dear girl. You get some rest. Okay. Susie from Bloomington, we're going to get you after the break. We have to take a break real quick here. 877-933-2484. It is Talk to Me Thursday. The question is, what are you believing God for? In other words, what do you want him? How do you want him to break through? What's your most pressing prayer request? How does that make more sense? Love to hear from you. Email if you'd like to. Susie@myfaithradio.com. We'll be back in a minute. So much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We're doing something that's fairly new. This is about our fourth, fifth week. But second hour on Thursdays, we do something called Talk to Me Thursday, where we throw out a question for you and we have you call us in because you're the guest today, right? And so the question today is, what do you believe in God for? In other words, what's your most pressing prayer request? But are you believing him for it? I want to know, are you engaging your faith? And if you're not, call in anyways, because I want to stand with you so that we can move to a place of faith. And I'll go first if you want to know. I'm still believing God for my healing. I'm probably 75, 80%, but I keep cusping a hill and sliding backwards again. And there's times I'm so tempted towards discouragement, but I'm determined to avoid discouragement like the plague. That's what Dr. Troy told me to do. I believe my day is coming. And you know what? He is a promise maker and a promise keeper. He's a breakthrough God. So the goal of this hour is to get us all in a place of faith and expectancy. So, Matt, you got to tell me again who I need to take here. That is Gary from Spouton, Wisconsin. Hey, Gary, you're on the air. How are you today?
Hi, Susie. Good to be here.
Good to have you.
Hey, what you ask is a great question. I've had a career in natural resources most of my life. And I, especially in the springtime, as it's just coming around now, I look at the life that's just coming out of the ground, coming north, the life that's all around us. And I know from even when I was a young person, I knew that this was not an accident. And that's what draws me to the Creator that's out there.
Love that. And I think the seasons are such a beautiful portrayal of how God does move us in and out of seasons. How can I pray for you, Gary?
Oh gosh, I guess maybe pray for other people to see that this life that surrounds us, that's jumping up all around us. Is not an accident.
Amen.
It is. It has a purpose, and it displays the Creator's powers. I guess I would pray for that.
That's amazing. And Gary, I just so appreciate your tender amazing heart. I just can hear it in your voice. And Father, we just pray. I just love what Gary brought to our attention, that we're in a season of springtime. And I pray for every single one of us, those who love you and know your name, and those who don't know you, because the heavens display your glory and you pour forth speech every day. So help all of us in this season pause and look up and know that there's a creator in heaven who's very much taken with us, who loves us deeply. And I pray it would soften the hearts of the most hard-hearted people, and it would awaken the hearts of those of us who belong to you. Thank you, Lord, in your name. Amen.
Great, Susie.
Thank you, Gary. And if you're able to stay on the line and give Aaron your address, I'd love to send you a copy of Daniel Henderson's book about the deeper life, okay? Thank you, sir. All right, we've got Susie checking in from Bloomington. Susie, how are you today?
I'm absolutely fabulous.
Oh, I love it. Good. What do you believe in God for?
Well, I resonated with the pastor that spoke a little bit ago about how God basically writes straight with crooked lines.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady who called in about her husband's death and the mourning of that.
Yeah.
I've been very blessed. My husband's been gone 5.5 years. And God has brought me through that, through the tears. Not that I don't cry many times that he's gone, but I've been a nun. I've been married with stepchildren. I have grandchildren. I now take care of my mother, and I have a very full life with work of people that I love, that love me, and I'm just so blessed.
Mm.
And I wanted her to know that this may just be another crooked line, and that God will walk with you through it, because he didn't abandon me. He won't abandon her.
Wow. Thank you so much. You're speaking to somebody who's very close to my heart. So I'm praying she's hearing this and listening. Thank you for calling in and encouraging her that way. Bless you, Susie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
You too. So Steve checking in from Hastings, I believe. Hey, Steve, how are you today? Oh,
hey, Susie,
oh, there he is. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I've been doing pretty good. I've been single for 6 years. I believe that the Lord might find me a woman, but I mean, I wasn't ready for many reasons. One, I was still drinking, and I've been delivered from that. I haven't had a drink in 14 days, and I serve twice a year at a Christian retreat called Minnesota Trace Diaz, and the healing that happens in those weekends, and the brotherhood, and just the sisters in Christ, and it defines the love of God there. Mm. And I really can't believe that it happened in such a way. I was praying for years to be delivered, because my sister died 3.5 years ago. And I went through for the first time, and I was free from a lot of crap, a lot of guilt, a lot of shame. But I just couldn't really accept his forgiveness. I was having a hard time believing I was worth it, you know.
Yep.
But
you know,
I'm
that
so
you are.
Happy today. I do. Mm. And I know now I'm the righteousness of God in Christ
Come
Jesus,
on.
And I'm victorious. Yeah.
There you are. Right. You got it. Wow. Well, I pray you stay in community, Steve, and God is such a better father than we even know, and I pray that he'd restore everything that the enemy has tried to steal from you.
Oh, amen.
Amen. Yeah. So, sir, I'm going to, if you are able to hang on and get, Aaron will give you, if you can give Aaron your address, I'm going to give you the book, Never Go Back, 10 Things You'll Never Do Again. I think this book would be fantastic for you.
Oh, great. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. So you give Aaron your address, okay?
All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Susie.
And you. Bye-bye. All right. We've got Leroy. Is that right? Checking in from Bloomington. Hey, Leroy, how are you today?
Hi, Susie. I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
What you believe in God for?
I'm believing God for healing for my mom. She was diagnosed with esophageal cancer just before Christmas. And gone through, that journey. And also I'm believing for strength and courage and clarity and joy to make it through that process.
Yeah.
It's been difficult.
Wow. Okay, we're going to pray right now, if that's okay, Leroy. But I just grabbed this book off of the shelf. I can't decide if it's for you or for your mom or for you to sit with your mom and read it to her. But it's called Two Chairs, The Secret That Changes Everything. And it's all about intimacy and joy in the Lord and meeting with him, kind of a, you know, face-to-face meeting. It's absolutely amazing. So if you're able to stay on and give Aaron your address, I want to give you this one, okay?
Awesome.
I think you will absolutely love it. Father in heaven, we lift up Leroy's mom to you even right now. And as I prayed earlier, I believe a wave of miracles is coming to your people, that many who are just in the dark valley, the shadow of struggle, of grief, of sadness, of depression or sickness, Lord, that you would come through and break through. And I'm believing you're going to do that. And so we just go out on a limb and we err on the side of faith and we ask you to miraculously heal Leroy's mom and extend her life. And we just speak to that cancer and we command it to leave her body in Jesus' name. And I pray even now as Leroy and I and the rest of the listeners are agreeing together that she would physically even start to feel better and that tumor would shrink and that she would live out her days in health. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Susan.
God bless you, Leroy. Okay, Garrett, we've got 2 minutes or so to the bottom of the hour. So if you're able to tell me what you're believing God for and if we can hang over to the other side of the break, we can maybe do that because I don't want to cut you off, but I want to make sure I hear from you. How are you today, first of all? Hey, Garrett, are you there? Oh, I almost heard him. Are you there, Garrett? We're having a little issue. We're going to try to reconnect with him if we can. It is Talk to Me Thursday. I see anonymous caller from Lakeville, Sandra from Wisconsin, and Matt from St. Paul. Hope we can get to all of you. Before we take a quick break, I want to say this, dear listener says, I'm not able to call in right now, but I'm believing God to keep me as I continue taking steps to start my writing speaking business. And she knows me so well. She goes, and yes, I'm already signed up for the Writers Conference in July. Way to go, dear friend. Really thankful for your call. Yes, we are going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to hear. I think we can get Garrett back on from Connecticut. Garrett, I hope you can hang for just about a minute and a half. The question for Talk to Me Thursday is this: what do you believe in God for? And if you need that phrase a different way, what is the most pressing prayer on your heart? But the goal of this hour is for all of us to engage our faith, to get to a place where we believe God is good, His promises are true. It's impossible for Him to fail me. That doesn't mean the outcome is always exactly what we want, but it's impossible for Him to fail us, and He wants to find faith in us. Don't go away. Back in a minute.
You can count.
No matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I'm
really glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. It's another Talk to Me Thursday. We do this second hour every Thursday. We'll continue at least as long as it feels like it's meeting a need for you. So the question today, Talk to Me Thursday, you're the guest. The question is, what do you believe in God for? Now, I want to say to Matt and to Sandra and to Anonymous in Lakeville, I'm so hoping you can hang on because I really want to talk to you. I know you've been holding for a few minutes here, but hang with me if you would. Terrence from Connecticut. I was way off calling him Garrett. Sorry about that, Terrence. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Talk to me today. What do you believe in God for?
I just believe in God for my daughter. She has sickle cell, and I believe that God is going to take it completely away from her. He already took away my diagnosis of epilepsy when I got married to my beautiful, loving, supporting wife, and I believe He's going to do the same for my daughter as well.
Amen, Terrence. Is it okay if you say her name, or we can just call her daughter? But I want to pray for her.
Yes, Shemaya.
Shemaya?
Yes.
Oh, that's a beautiful name. And so she has sickle cell anemia. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. So Terrence is a father with a lot of faith. Terrence himself has experienced a miracle. And so friends listening from all over the world, would you lean in? I just pray you can picture stretching your hand towards Connecticut, stretching your hand towards Terrence's daughter, Shemaya. And we're going to ask God for a miracle in this situation. So, Lord, we just come before your throne because you say come boldly and humbly and courageously, and we can be assured that you're glad to see us. We are your children, Lord, your sons and daughters. You said that you are the one who forgives all of our sins and you heal all of our diseases. We don't understand the mystery of how this works, but we go err on the side of faith for Shemaiah. We lift her before you, Lord, and we ask you for a miracle. We ask you to heal her. You give us evidence in Scripture time and time again of people who were sick and they were made well. That's what you do. That's who you are. So we ask for a miracle. In fact, we speak to her body even now and ask every system. We command every system to support life and health, every cell to work to support life and health, that this dear girl will live out her days in health, holiness, and an abundance of fruitfulness. And I pray even in the midst of this battle now, she would get a sense of the call of God in her life. We pray for a miracle. We believe you for one, Lord. And I ask you, God, that we could hear back from Terrence in a day in the future and hear about this miracle. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Terrence, thank you so much for calling.
Yes, Doobie. I just wanted to say also that I went to the Christian bookstore and we went to go get a book. And as we was going to get a book, my wife, she walks to the bookshelf and she sees a book, a prayer book. And when she looks up, she's like, oh, my gosh, that's Doobie Larson. That's the lady we listen to.
Oh, my goodness.
So now my wife, she has that book and she is reading it, and her prayer life is changing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because of the book itself. It's because of God is working in her.
Amen.
But I just wanted to share that with you, and also that I'm in a car with my daughter, and she said thank you for the prayer.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You've encouraged and blessed me beyond measure, Terrence. Thank you for sharing that story. Thank you.
No problem.
God bless you, Shemaiah. All right, Sandra from Wisconsin, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Well, hello there.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to share something. I know more than ever that God is a God of love and God cares about us. We had a tragic accident in our area, a young man that worked for my husband many years. He was in his 20s, and he was killed last Saturday afternoon in a formal accident.
Mm.
And it's tremendous for his family. He has three brothers. They're all, you know, in their 20s, and his family, and for us, too. But he was such a great young man and positive young man, and sometimes, you know, we just can't understand why things happen.
Yeah.
And my, our son was in church. One of our sons was in church on Sunday, and he was praying, and he's just asking the Lord, why, you know, why did this happen? Why did you let Andy die and let this happen? And he said, God spoke to him, and he said, if you only knew how many times I've saved his life.
Wow.
And, it was just, it's just such a comfort. Well, the fact that God would speak to him, it was just such an emotional thing that God cares enough for us to do things like that.
Yeah.
And that we can trust him, even
yeah.
though I have a hard time with that sometimes, though I should. He did so much for me. I still have a hard time trusting him when hard times come.
Hmm. But what a loving, fatherly response to your son. I mean, I love what a tender heart. And so sorry about that loss. And may God just surround that family with comfort and peace
yeah.
as they mourn. Wow, Sandra.
Terrible for them.
Wow.
Terrible
well, thank you so much for calling today. And thanks for sharing that story. Just a reminder that we can go to God with those hurts, and he will speak to our hearts. So bless you, dear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hmm. All right, Matt checking in from St. Paul. Hey, Matt, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for holding, and I'd love to know what you're believing God for.
Yeah, my wife and I have been trusting the Lord for a child.
Hmm. How long have you been?
So we've been married for almost 3 years now.
Okay.
And, We were trusting the Lord for a kid right away, and it turned out to be a little harder than we thought it would
yeah.
be. And we've been going to the doctor and trying to figure stuff out, but we're just trusting the Lord that it'll all work out and that we'll be able to start a family.
Well, I want to pray for that. This is one of those things I will tell you, Matt, that I have some faith for, and I don't understand it. I'm not like a name it, claim it girl, but there's a message that I give when I'm out speaking, one particular message. There's a portion in the message when I was writing it. I strongly sense from the Lord when he said, every time you bring this message to women, I want you to pray for those in the crowd who have infertility issues. Just that, not a big fanfare thing, but first I pray for the prodigals and pray for those with kids. And then I just say, if you're in the crowd and you have infertility, just want you to put your hand on your tummy, and I'm just going to pray over the whole crowd. And would you believe 10, 12 months later, pretty much every single time I give that message, I'll get an email saying, I'm holding my baby. And just 2 weeks ago, I was at an event, and a woman fell into my arms crying, and she said, I heard you a year ago. Two family members were there when you prayed, and both of them have children now. And I only tell you that to say, God still does this stuff. He just really does. And I mean, this is nothing about me, but I'm just saying this is one that I have a lot of faith for, because as Dr. Wearsby says, babies are just God's signposts that life must go on, that he's got more plans for the world, you know? So let's pray for you and your dear wife. Can we do that right now?
Yes.
Well, Jesus, I pray for Matt and his dear wife, and we just come before you, God, because you say, ask, seek, knock, ask, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking, to believe you for the impossible, because you make a way where there is no way. So I pray blessing on Matt's body and on his wife's body, and again, that every system in their bodies would work to support life and health. I pray, God, that you'd miraculously break through and intervene in this situation. I do ask you, God, that you'd break that the bond of infertility, that you'd bring fruitfulness, Lord, where there's barrenness. I ask you to tend not only to the desires of their heart, God, but that you'd bring a miracle at just exactly the right time, and this child would know its call and its life on a very young age. We're just going to err on the side of faith and ask for a miracle. So we do, Lord, do a miracle in this situation, and I pray there'll be a day where Matt can call back and testify. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
May it be so, dear Matt.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Got an anonymous caller who's been on hold for quite a while. Patience of Job. Hey, friend. Thanks for calling in. How can we stand with you today?
Thanks, Susie. I am climbing out of a valley of an unwanted divorce, but have been blessed with peace that God wanted me in a different situation, my daughter and I am putting my perceived control of how I think God should redeem my story aside. And just believing that my family is going to look different than I ever thought it would, but it's how God intended it to be.
Bless your sweetheart. I'm going to pray for you right now. Is that okay?
Yes.
I just love your heart of surrender, and I just think that's where God can do the best work, is in our hearts are just open wide before him, trusting him, and even leaving the outcome to him. So, Father, I thank you for this dear sister, and I thank you, God, that, yes, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but what we thank you for is that you come to give life and life abundant, that you restore what the enemy takes away, you redeem in ways we can never see coming, but you are the God of breakthrough. And I just pray you would continue to break through, that you'd heal her heart, that she'd even now start to see glimpses of your glory, glimpses of answers to prayers that she prayed a long time ago. And I thank you by faith that you're going to work out every detail according to your best will, to your purposes, Lord, in a way that glorifies your name and establishes her and your purposes for her. We just say thank you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Susie.
Thank you for calling. And you're brave. You really are. And I'm so grateful for your heart. Thanks for calling today.
Thanks.
All right, Shannon checking in from Hastings, and Nancy and Angie and Dawn and Deb, hang with me if you can. I want to get to your calls as well. Hey, Shannon, how are you? You're on the air.
I'm good. How are you, Susie?
Good. So what do you believe in God for?
I believe in God for his plans for my daughter and also other teenage girls to have a blessed life. As a mother and a friend, I trust that God will retold and rescue troubled teenage girls who are struggling with mental health problems like depression, drug addiction, social anxiety, and eating disorders.
There are so many that are battling in that way, aren't there?
There are. Mm. And the more I talk to different people, I find out that other girls are having other same issues, and yeah, it's hard.
So first of all, Shannon, I've kind of forgotten to hand out some of these books from past callers, so forgive me, but I just saw this one. I brought in a couple copies of my book, Embracing Your Freedom, A Personal Heart of God's personal experience of God's heart for justice, and it's really about getting your land back, and it deals with anxiety, it deals with fear, and all the things the enemy tries to put into our lives and steal from us, but it also gives you a bigger picture of the human trafficking issue. So at the end of each chapter, you not only pray for your own freedom, but you pray for the girl who's literally a captive. And it's just about getting some audacity in our hearts to stop putting up with stuff from that enemy and starting to push back a little. I feel like this might, just as an influencer, this might be a good book for you as you work with these young girls. So if you're interested, you can give Erin your address and we'll get this one to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but let's pray for these young girls today.
Okay.
Well, Father, I just thank you for Shannon and her heart for young women, and I pray for every single person who's in a position of influence over these dear young girls. This is a hard, hard world and time to be a young woman, and I just pray blessing of protection. I pray you cut off every scheme of the enemy against them. I pray you put these warring angels to fight for them and block their path when they're about to make a decision that's terrible for them. I ask you, God, that in the places where they've known anxiety and depression and fear and insecurity, by the power of your Spirit, holy confidence and humble dependence would rise up. Faith and courage and grit would rise up. And we'd start to see a wave of revival in the hearts of young women today, and as for young men as well, and for that matter, Lord. But we cry out to you, Lord. We need your intervention. Bless youth leaders. Bless parents. Bless teachers. And I just pray, bless these young people. We need them. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Shannon. Thank you for calling. All right, Matthew, I think we need to take a break, and then we're going to get Angie, is that right, from Connecticut? Is that okay?
Let's take her now before the break.
Okay, all right, we'll take an Angie now from Connecticut. Hey, Angie, how are you today?
Hi.
How are you today, dear?
Good.
Good. What do you believe in God for?
I believe that he could heal my knee.
Your knee or your niece?
My knee. Like, I have a problem with my knee.
What's going on?
A few months ago, I got chased by a dog, and my knee twisted, and I had to get surgery.
Oh. So. And is it still bugging you?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah. Okay, Angie, how about we pray before we go to the break here? Should we just pray that God will heal it?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. And I want to tell you, my son years ago had a terrible injury, a back injury from football, and this is one of those times. He struggled for 6 months and lots of doctor stuff. And then at youth group one night, a student prayed for him, and he was miraculously healed, just like that. And God still does that today. I don't understand how it all works, but let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you for Angie. Thank you for her courage to call in. Thank you, God, for who she is, that you love her so very much. And Lord, I pray that you just stretch out your hand on her knee. And even now, as we pray, as we speak, I just pray it would heat up, warm up, heal up, and she would know a supernatural intervention from the Most High God, that you'd restore that knee, and it would be strong and steady, stronger than ever, and that you'd give her just a testimony to be able to tell people of what you've done for her. Give her faith to believe, Lord. We just thank you for dear Angie in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling. I'm so glad you called. Now we have to break, but Nancy from Blaine, you are next. And then Dawn, and then Deb. And that should be wrapping up our show, I think, today. So it's Talk to Me Thursday. The question is, what are you believing God for? In what way are you engaging your faith? I'd love to know. You can call anonymously if you'd like. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. That song from Chris Tomlin, You Do Impossible Things. Remember what scripture says? God is looking over the earth and he's looking for faith. And the question is, will he find faith in us? And so it isn't even so much about our obstacles and struggles. They're just going to be there. But what do they inspire in us? Complaining, whining, grumbling, or faith, courage, conviction, and expectancy that God will come through for us? And this is Talk to Me Thursday. We've got one segment left. The question is, what are you believing God for? We've got Nancy checking in from Blaine. Then we'll get to Deb from Sioux Falls. Hey, Nancy, how are you today?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What do you believe in God for?
Well, my husband and I felt called about 10 years ago to take over a small nonprofit ministry, and we've just encountered lots of setbacks over the years. And I guess our prayer is that as we get older and we're developing health problems, that these ministries will become established firmly while we can still be part of it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you're part of a nonprofit, but you're feeling as you're getting older, you want to see them be strengthened while you're able to kind of go through the process of not having everything on your shoulders. Am I understanding that right?
Right. Yeah. Yep. I don't know how many more years we could do this.
Yes. I mean, those, you guys are unsung heroes, the kind of work that you and that many hats you have to wear. Let me pray for that right now, if I could.
Thank you.
Lord, I pray for Nancy, and I ask you, God, for the deep desire of her heart. Lord, that our lives follow a trajectory, and there's a time where we can't carry what we could carry. And I just pray that you'd bring new leaders, bring new strength, new insight, new friends into this ministry to help shoulder the ministry, and that Nancy and her husband would know a season of rest and working from a place of rest and abiding and just know a relief in some ways. And I ask you, God, while they abide and rest, that they would start to see the ministry flourish and be fruitful. And I just thank you, God, for this next season you're taking them into, and your will for them doesn't contradict your will for this nonprofit. So I thank you that you work all things together, and we praise your name. Amen.
Thank you. I had hoped to meet you when you were at Substance Church, but at least I got a chance to meet your son.
Oh, thank you. Oh, well, I appreciate that. That's an amazing church for him. Thank you, Nancy. Bless you. Okay, Deb checking in from Sioux Falls. Hey, Deb, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for holding. Appreciate that.
Sure.
So what do you believe in God for?
Well, I'm believing God for my future son-in-law. He's gone through mortuary school, and he needs to pass the capstone test in order to go on to his boards. But he's really struggling with that testing, and he's taken it several times, and he just misses it by points all the time. And this is just really a desire for of his heart, you know, to be this. And it's a real struggle right now to move forward. Mm. So
you said he's going through law school, did you say?
No, mortuary.
Oh, okay.
Mortuary science, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to pray right now. I want to make sure we can squeeze in a few others if we can before the top of the hour. But Lord, I just pray for Deb's son-in-law, and I pray, God, that you'd put courage in his heart. And I pray if there's something he's missing in the preparation, you just give him a light bulb, aha moment, help him to do what he needs to do. And we thank you by faith that your favor surrounds him like a shield. And I pray you'd go before him and open doors no man can close. We thank you that for that, Lord, in your name. Amen.
Oh, amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. God bless you, Deb. Okay, we've got Don, and then Elizabeth is up next. Hey, Don, how are you?
Good.
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 What do you believe in God for?
That he definitely is the God of miracles, that through tragedy, how he can bring about so much good. I lost both my brothers in a plane accident a couple years ago.
And
it was just such a horrible thing. And but through it, helped me deal with like a lot of my own issues. And a friend of mine actually came to know the Lord and became free of an addiction and completely turned her life around. And it just made me realize that just to keep planting that seed about just how good God is, and that even through tragedy and bad choices and things, that he's got a greater purpose for us, even as painful as it is. And I just pray, you know, that my children would come to the Lord, and, you know, I just believe, and I want the strength to keep planting those seeds. Faith in my non-believing friends.
And not carrying the whole weight of it, because it sounds like you've had a lot of loss, heartbreak, and grief, and you're kind of in the not yet. Mm-hmm. And boy, if there's ever a time to be sowing seeds, it's in the not yet. And I'm going to pray if I could, and we're going to grab Elizabeth from Fridley here, just letting my producer know. Dear Jesus, I thank you for Dawn. Thank you, God, that you're with her in the valley of the shadow, in the midst of the loss that she's had. I pray that you give her glimpses of glory, that life would spring up around her, and she'd just have wisdom about where to sow seeds and how. And I pray you just show her some of the fruit of her life and the fruit of her prayers, and that you'd tend to the deepest desires of her heart. You'd heal her from the grief, and you'd bring her sons and her loved ones to faith in you. And we pray that in your name. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear Don. God bless you. And Melanie, I'm hoping we can get to you. So if you're able to hang on, do that. Elizabeth, hey, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I'd like to pray for you, Susie, with the audience in agreement with us.
I would love that.
Father God, we praise you and we thank you. We bind the strong man from Susie in the name of Jesus. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. And many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you, Lord, deliver us from all of them. And so we take our authority through Jesus Christ and we pull up the roots to that physical affliction that Susie has had, and we plant them into the sea and drown them in the name of Jesus. And you must obey us. I thank you, Father, that by your stripes and by the blood that you shed on the cross for Susie Larson, that she is healed. And we ask you, Lord, that you would bless Susie in her body, in her family, and in her ministry a thousandfold.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, amen. Thank
you,
Lord.
Wow. If I could hug your neck, I would, Elizabeth. Thank you for that. I agree with every word in Jesus' name. Bless you. Thank you, dear. I appreciate that so much.
Yes. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, we are getting Melanie in here. All right, Melanie, thanks for holding. What do you believe in God for?
Well, I called because you said we could call whether we were believing or not.
Yeah.
And so I have struggled for a long time with for not having faith, and I have gone to church, and I go to Bible study, and I listened to your show yesterday, and for some reason, I had faith. It was like I believed for that hour while she was talking about rolling our issues onto God. Like I could see it. I could feel his kindness, and that would be good. But then all the doubts came back, and that's how I am almost 99.9% of the time, is I just, I can't hang on to faith. And so so I'm not sure how to ask you to pray, but or what your thoughts are. But that was the first time I remember ever holding on to faith for like an hour.
Okay, dear Melanie, I got to tell you, so our prayer music is coming on in just a moment, and then we're going to go out, but I want you to stay on because you and I can chat for a little bit right after the show. But I want to make, you know, sometimes that enemy will give us the lie that the feeling of faith is the same as faith. You know what I mean? If I'm not feeling it, it's not faith. I'm going to pray for you, but let's chat if you can stay for a couple minutes after the show, all right? Let's pray.
Okay.
Jesus, just because we have a really hard out and you and I can't keep talking on the air, but we can talk after. But Father, I thank you for Melanie. Thank you that you love her with an everlasting love. Thank you, God, that your hold on her is stronger than her hold on you. And I pray, God, because you say it's even a mustard seed of faith can make a world of difference. So I pray you to awaken the faith that's in her and show her what that looks like, God. And as far as the doubt, you're a loving Father. You can handle those things. So I just pray she'd sense herself, see herself opening her hands and releasing those things once again and just trusting you with the one step and then the next step. I pray you pour out your spirit in a fresh new way and she'd get a fresh revelation of your love, your pleasure over her, and your plan for her. We thank you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's show on our website at myfaithradio.com. So honored that you called in today. I pray it wasn't a pity call. Really, really glad you called, though, because together we're believing God. He's a promise maker and a promise keeper, and we'll meet you back here next time.